Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blair is the wife, and they posted a video, and I think they have roots in Chicago. Hey, Blair, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you today?
Good. So you are in Houston, right?
We are in Houston, yes, in the midst of all of this.
What's your connection to Chicago?
My husband is originally from Rockford, Illinois, and we lived in Chicago up near Wrigleyville for 6 winters.
Not 6 years, 6 winters. That's how you put
winters. It. I'm a Southern girl. I'm originally from Atlanta, so I counted the winters.
How are you? I saw your video, and you are one of those families that appears to be fortunate enough to not be underwater right now.
Right now, we are not. That video, if it's the one I'm thinking of, was from Saturday, and boy, a lot has changed since then. We have been extremely blessed and lucky to be in an area that is not experiencing the significant flooding like you see from the news reports, but they are releasing water from the reservoirs, which are a little northwest of us, and that could change in an instant because they're trying to do a controlled release of the water to reduce some of the pressure. And if that happens, you know, because there's just no place for the water to go now, and all the bayous are full, and by controlling it, they're hoping to avoid a lot more damage than could be if it breaks.
What's been the most dramatic observation or troubling observation, this notwithstanding? What's surprising you down there?
The very slow-moving storm, how it has come in off the Gulf, turned back onto itself, and just won't leave. It's stuck. It's kind of in this circle and hitting us, about to make landfall, I think, for the third time.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented. When they say it is unprecedented, it is. Just to give a reference, when Hurricane Ike came through, which was actually a lot more of a direct hit for Houston, it came in and was on its way to Arkansas within 36 hours. So for us to still be under all of this torrential downpour for days that's what's the most unusual thing.
I saw a meteorologist on TV today describe those arms of the hurricane as almost if they were, you know, arms with buckets, and they go out to the coast, get the Gulf, get more water, and then just keep dumping it on you guys.
That is a good explanation, yes. That seems like what's been happening. We have had a few breaks with a few bands in between the rainstorms here, which has allowed a little bit of draining, but not enough, because we are just continuing to get the rain. I saw a report this morning that George Bush International Airport has gotten 25.65 inches of rain, and they're expecting 12 to 18 inches more. And average rainfall in Houston is about 49-plus inches a year. And they're saying we could reach that number in a week.
Blair, before you came on with us, I was just wondering out loud why more people didn't get out of the Houston area. What's your answer to that?
That is a good question. We were not under any protocol to evacuate. There was a lot of debate between, I believe, the governor and the mayor. But no, I don't think anybody could have predicted this. And we do have evacuation protocols in effect here in the Houston area, but did not get the call. We are now certain areas of the city. And just to put that in perspective, Houston is a huge, huge city. It is actually larger than this island of Oahu. So there are certain areas that are now being evacuated. And we were told through the beginning, you know, stay in place.
Yeah.
And until you hear the call to evacuate, stay in place. So that is what I believe most of us have done.
Blair, if you wanted to, could you get in your car and drive away? I mean, I presume as long as you're not going south, the highways are open. They're traversable, right?
Some are and some aren't. We would not be able to know that until we got out onto the roads to see which way to go. And that is, I think, the other part is that if we were to get an evacuation call, we're not sure which direction to go which roads would be open at this time.
You know, we run into that in Chicago, and you know that from your time here. When it rains hard, and by that I mean 2 inches in Chicago.
Yes.
parts of our major thoroughfares get flooded, just in low-lying areas. But you only need one area to be flooded, then the whole road is shut down.
That is correct. Yeah, similar here as well. And we do know the locations in our city that flood. We've experienced flooding before from other tropical storms and heavy rainfall, et cetera. And you just never know because we're flat. We are a very flat city, so it's hard to predict where the rain will flow.
Blair, will you join us again tomorrow? I'll let you go today. You've got more to do than talk on the radio, but let's connect about this time tomorrow. I'll make a little more time for you. And is there anything that I or our listeners can do to help you all out?
Well, thank you for asking. We are probably going to need a lot of supplies because there's going to be a lot of families that have been displaced. And I know that they've been putting the call out for baby food and diapers. But at this point, there's no real easy way to get the supplies.
Right,
So I will research that some more and have an answer for you for that.
Let's plan on visiting tomorrow. I think that would be helpful to you and helpful to us as well, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Your old neighbor, Julie Stern, I work with her. She says hi.
Well, tell her hello. She's one of my favorite people. We used to work together, so...
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, I'm sure she's saying, and I appreciate meeting. It's nice to meet you, and let's talk again tomorrow.
Great. Thank you so much.
Her name is Blair Johnson.